I see high achievers who have so much potential, who have so much power and ambition to actually go after the things that they want. The issue is not in the capacity or the ability to achieve, but in the not having clarity about what you should achieve, the things that you get to achieve that are deeply fulfilling because they are aligned with who you truly are at the core. So in this world where we find ourselves constantly inundated with endless noise and feeling like you need to fill every single moment with something quote unquote productive, you end up over time blocking yourself from hearing your inner voice, your inner GPS.
This is Euphoric Evolution, a podcast all about inner spiritual growth for abundance, where we bridge the spiritual into the practical, the energetic into the physical. I'm Mikosina Jezer. I'm a spiritual teacher and oracle, speaker and author, and I'm passionate about catalyzing tomorrow's leaders into consciousness and transformation. So if you're a spiritual seeker and know you're called for more, let's begin your transformation.
I've been contemplating a lot lately on this paradox of purpose that we seem to see happening a lot all around us. I think you only have to have two eyes to look around and notice that there's like a purpose pandemic happening. We see loneliness sky high, burnout rates beyond anything that's happened before. And although we can say that the last few years have contributed a lot, what I think that we are seeing and what you might be experiencing yourself on an individual level is that people are waking up to the fact that we've created a society that keeps chasing superficial external achievements that don't necessarily have real depth or meaning. Now, I want to be clear. This is not to shame your desires. In fact, your desires can be your path to purpose. So let me be very clear. You can have the freedom, the abundance, the love, the excitement, the travel, the private school tuition for your kids. You can experience all of that and also embody your purpose in this life. But I see that this disconnect that seems to exist is we've created a hamster wheel where not only are you constantly distracted by new shiny objects, the latest iPhone, the newest social media app, an endless stream of TikTok videos, which can just really suck you in, but also these goals that are set in front of us that we pursue without necessarily taking the time and the space to decide if that achievement is even aligned with who we truly are. In fact, I would say most people do not know who they are. And I'm saying that to you, there is no judgment in that. I want you to understand that if that is your experience right now, or even if you are surrounded by others who are having that experience, that they are not alone in that. That is the norm. Like, it is not normal right now to know thyself, right? And as a result of that, I see high achievers who have so much potential, who have so much power and ambition to actually go after the things that they want. The issue is not in the capacity or the ability to achieve, but in the not having clarity about what you should achieve, the things that you get to achieve that are deeply fulfilling because they are aligned with who you truly are at the core. So in this world where we find ourselves constantly inundated with endless noise, nonstop baseball practices with the kids and birthday parties on the weekend and feeling like you need to fill every single moment with something quote unquote productive, you end up over time blocking yourself from hearing your inner voice, your inner GPS. And so if you got in a vehicle and went for a drive and your destination was far away, your destination of fulfillment, right? But you had no GPS, you had no map, it's highly unlikely that you're going to end up there. So if you feel lost, well, of course, who wouldn't feel lost without a GPS? And let me be clear, it's not that you don't have a GPS. You have the GPS. It's built in. Every single one of us has this inner guidance system. Ooh, GPS, guiding purpose system. Oh, I love that. Guiding purpose system. Oh my gosh, I'm literally writing that down. But this internal system is designed to direct you to fulfillment, to depth and meaning and purpose. And ultimately, this is what guides you into your calling and the legacy that you were made for, that you were born for. But without that deep connection, you end up feeling this separation. And it feels like you're just going through the motions of life. You're just existing. And then if you add on top of it all of the societal pressure of having created a certain level of success, you got the degree, you built the career, maybe you built the successful business, you got the partner, maybe you had the kids. On the surface, this looks like you should be fulfilled. And sometimes you even have a fear of seeming ungrateful if you desire something more. And so because of that, you hold yourself back from pursuing the inner journey to its fullest and actually building your life in a way that honors who you truly are here to be. Because behind all of the hustle, push, force, go-getter energy, there is that deep desire to have clarity, to have a resonant purpose that aligns with your soul, that every single day that you wake up, you are pulled out of your bed with the passion and the excitement for the contribution that you are making in the world. Because you are not someone who's just seeking success to get clout and to make other people think that you're important, but you desire to be recognized for who you truly are, for you to belong in a space that sees you for who you really are, the bigness of who you are, and that you can find yourself at the end of your life on your deathbed, looking back at how you contributed and being proud of who you were and the decisions that you were making, that you lived a life without regret. So the paradox here, the paradox of purpose lies in constantly searching externally, that we keep thinking, oh, if I just hit that goal, if I just get that achievement, if I get that accolade, that trophy, that certification, if that person puts me on their podcast, if, that when I get there, then I will be fulfilled, then I'll be in my purpose. When in actuality, and maybe you've already experienced this, if you get there and you have not done so from a place of purpose, it actually amplifies the void. It amplifies the pain because you get to that point and think, oh my gosh, well, like if I got to this level and I still don't feel fulfilled, I still don't feel aligned, it can create this sense of what's wrong with me? What is wrong with me if I have so many blessings around me and still feel empty inside? And so then we can get into this never-ending cycle of constantly trying to find ways to distract ourselves from the journey of introspection, from the inner work that's necessary for us to uncover our true purpose. And I also have to redefine here that your purpose is not, it's not what you do. It's not a career. It's not a job. Your purpose, your reason for being born is who you are here to be. Now, we have to look at this because If our purpose was just about the work that we do, then we would say, well, babies, children have no purpose, and also elders have no purpose. And if they literally had no purpose, if that was true, they would not exist. We would just come onto this plane as full-grown adults, and we would leave this earth as soon as we were no longer able to do work. But we don't see that. We don't see that because there was a one in, I think last I checked, it was over 400 trillion chance, a one in 400 trillion chance that you are going to come on this plane. That means you have a unique calling, and that unique calling is about the frequency. It's about the characteristics, the traits, the combination of traits that you and only you can be in this life. So this is not about typical, you know, manifestation where we have to look at, okay, what external thing do we want and who do we have to become to get that thing? No, this is where we have to go and start looking at true conscious alignment. This is where the goal is about understanding and returning to and knowing thyself. There's a famous quote that says, the truth will set you free. I believe that your truth will set you free. This is how you create freedom. So in order to navigate this paradox, in order to find your purpose, to return to and embody who you're here to be, step into your calling, leave the legacy and have that impact that you are here to have, with a fabulous side dish of all of the abundance in this life that will fulfill you. Because that is the natural byproduct of being in your purpose, of walking in your calling. So this entire premise is why I created my euphoric evolution method in order to support visionaries, future New Earth leaders, in creating alignment between the body, the mind, and spirit, most importantly. Because most like mainstream personal development focuses just on the mind, which is only about 5%. It's only about 5% of your ability to create. And then there are some who also add in, thankfully, subconscious work, right? Embodiment work, which has to do with healing the past. We'll probably get into more of this maybe on the next episode. I don't know. We'll have to see. Let me know in the DMs on Instagram if that's something you'd like to learn more about, how this actually works. But the subconscious is the past. It is our programming, right? And we can reprogram ourselves. But what I don't see people doing, and what my methodology does uniquely, is come from a place of aligning you with spirit. Now, spirit is a broad, I'm using that word, but it encompasses a lot of things. Your own higher self, the energy of others. So it's the co-creative aspect of you. It's the part of you that is working with everyone else. And when I'm saying everyone else, I don't just mean humans. I mean the entire universe. So it's aligning those three aspects of you so that you can have the full support of your spirit squad, your higher self, the universe, the super conscious mind behind you so that you can create from a place of flow. So to support you in this, I'm coming out with a brand new masterclass called Bending Reality. You will not want to miss this. We're going to dive deep into the tools, the energetics, the process that's going to support you in finding clarity in the midst of all of the chaos, being able to align your external life with your internal calling and return to your true self, breaking through your limitations so that you can make your limitless desires, those impossible dreams, inevitable. And that this is the pathway to true fulfillment, flow, and freedom. So this journey, I'm going to be inviting you to go beyond just some simple introspection. This is really an invitation for you to transform at the deepest levels. This is not a quick fix magic pill. This is long-term, deep transformation. Your life will never be the same type of work. And for the rest of your life, you get to have the fulfillment that you have seen so many others around you struggle to find. And you've seen the ripple effect of what happens when people do not live in their purpose. Just look at your loved ones, look at the state of the world. It's time that you and those around you receive the benefit of you embodying your ultimate purpose and fulfillment. So again, I'm so glad that you joined us for this little conversation. And it's so important that we really embrace this paradox to uncover our true purpose. We're at this incredible time in the world where there's never been more opportunity, but also there's never been more noise and never more distraction to keep you off of the path of your calling. So thanks for joining in. Be sure and share this with your friends, those who you know can really benefit from hearing this. This has been deeply on my heart, and I feel like this message needs to get to more ears. And with all that said, I'll see you next time.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Euphoric Evolution. If you found this valuable, be sure to like, subscribe, and leave a review with your biggest takeaway. Be sure to share with someone you care about if you know they'll also find value in this episode. You can also visit theroyalshaman.com to take my free consciousness quiz, where you'll uncover your current stage of consciousness, identify your current blockages, and define which steps you can take next to align with your highest potential. You can also see the show notes to find our socials. In Euphoria,